In an attempt to get Pharaoh to free Kal Yisrael from the slavery in Mitzrayim, Hashem sent forth 10 plagues. The Torah assigns names to these plagues that describe the nature of the plague. Dam was blood, Sephardea frogs, Kinim lice, and so on. The fourth marker was wild animals, and the Torah names it Orev, which literally means mixture. But the question is, why did the Torah call the marker of wild animals Orev? It should really be called Chayis Rois. That was really what was plaguing the Egyptians, wild beasts running around and menacing people. Orev, a mixture of animals, is not necessarily a calamity. We find them in a zoo, and they're pleasant to look at. So what is the significance of the name Orev that the Torah felt compelled to call it by that name? So the Ber Yosef explains that the mixture of the animals itself highlight the miraculous nature of this marker. As we know, every animal requires a specific climate to survive. A polar bear and a bull and a shark all need completely different climates. So how did all of these animals get to Egypt and survive? So he says something amazing. Hashem created the specific climates around each animal so they can all exist in Egypt and do their job of Makas Orev. That was the greatness of Makas Orev, the mixture of animals itself that they were able to coexist. And that is why the Torah calls it Makas Orev. And the Flaw says something incredible. In describing Makas Orev, the Pasuk says, Emolu Botem Yitzrayim as Orev. Your homes will be filled with all these wild animals, V'gam ha'adama ashehem aleha, and also the ground upon which they were occupying. So the question is, what's the pasuk adding here? It's quite obvious the animals were occupying that piece of land. So why is the Torah telling us V'gam ha'adama ashehem aleha? So there's a Mishnah Masechtas Klayim that describes an extremely rare animal found in the wild jungles of Africa, known as the Adnei Hasada. It's similar to orangutan. Its face is similar to a human being, has very long, powerful arms, and has a very unusual relationship to its habitat. It is always connected to the ground through a string that comes out of its navel. So although this Adnei Hasada is extremely dangerous and kills anyone who comes within reach, but there's one way to capture it, shooting arrows at the string which connects it to the ground. As soon as it becomes detached from the ground, it dies immediately. Says the Flaw, Hashem brought upon the Egyptians every type of animal that exists in the world, including this strange and vicious Adnei Hasada. But in order for this animal not to die before arriving to Egypt, it was brought there together with the earth to which it was connected. And that is why the Torah says, V'gam ha'adama ashehem aleha, so that this Adnei Hasada would also be part of Makas Orev. What an amazing idea from the Haflah. So combining the Ber Yosef and the Haflah, Moshe told Pharaoh, Hashem will perform 2 miracles by Makas Orev. Imalu Batim Mitzrayim as Orev. Each animal will have their specific habitat to survive, their unique climate around them. The polar bear will have cold climate. The snake and the lion will have warm weather. And the sharks will have water around them. That's miracle number one. And miracle number two, V'gam ha'adama ashehem aleha. The Adnei Hasada animal will come together with the ground upon which they were attached, so that he can also be included in Makas Orev. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.